Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins and this is the travel update for the 6th of October. International Air Transport Association says total losses from the COVID-19 pandemic are set to exceed $200 billion. During its annual meeting, IATA adjusted up its loss estimate for this year, with both business travel and long-haul demand soft. It projects $201 billion in net losses overall during the pandemic period and expects key business routes to remain weak into 2022. While transatlantic routes will start recovering this autumn, those linking Asia with Europe and North America are well behind. It forecasts total passenger traffic reaching 40% of pre-pandemic levels this year and up to 61% in 2022. Accor's joint venture with Ennismore is now complete. The new autonomous entity will keep the Ennismore name and is touted as the world's largest and fastest growing lifestyle hospitality company. The deal brings together a portfolio of brands, including the Hoxton, Gleneagles, Esso, Mama Shelter, 25 Hours, 21C Museum Hotels, Tribe, Joe and Joe, and Working From. The Ennismore portfolio comprises 14 global hotel and co-working brands and a diverse collection of restaurants and bars. These represent 87 operating properties, with 141 more in the pipeline, along with over 150 restaurants and nightlife destinations. Accor Group Chairman and CEO Sébastien Bazin forecasted that leisure travel will take on more strength in Accor's portfolio as international business travel diminishes. International tourism enjoyed signs of a rebound in June and July as some destinations eased travel restrictions and the global vaccination rollout advanced in many parts of the world. According to the latest edition of the United Nations World Tourism Organization World Tourism Barometer, an estimated 54 million tourists crossed international borders in July, down 67% from the same month in 2019. Some small islands in the Caribbean, Africa and Asia and the Pacific, together with a few small European destinations, recorded the best performance in June and July, with arrivals close to or sometimes exceeding pre-pandemic levels. The relaxation of travel restrictions for vaccinated travellers, coupled with progress made in the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccines, contributed to lifting consumer confidence and gradually restoring safe mobility in Europe and other parts of the world. Qantas and Emirates plans to extend their partnership for another 5 years, giving customers and frequent flyers of both airlines continued access to the joint network. They say it also offers millions of reward seats to travel across Australia, New Zealand, Europe and the United Kingdom. The airlines have existing approvals from regulators to operate a joint business until March 2023. For Emirates customers, the deal provides access to over 55 Australian destinations that Emirates does not fly to, and Qantas customers are able to fly on Emirates to Dubai and access over 50 cities in Europe, the Middle East and North Africa that Qantas does not fly to. The carriers say that more than 13 million passengers have travelled on the joint network since 2013. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.